Last week we discussed nedivus. Nedivus means sharing with other people what you have, even though you don't owe them anything. Nedivus could be on a variety of levels. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave someone money, means sharing that. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave someone chokhmah, means sharing that. If a person, and that's, if one views what one has in this world as a matana from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, rather than I did it myself, you're going to want to share it with other people. That's the union of nedivus. He says, nedivus ochochma, share my knowledge of Torah with other people. Nedivus bedos, get other people to appreciate the godliness of Torah. Okay, now he gets to Erech HaPayim. He's getting to Erech HaPayim. Lengthy about Erech HaPayim in our novel. For the Rambam, all of these things have one underlying idea. When the Rambam talks, give me Rambam Hilchos Deis over there. Mouth. The mother. Rambam talks about a derech emtzoi. This has models. Okay. In most midas, there's a middle path. What does the middle path mean? Middle path means like this. I have to, for the Rambam, where the midos come from? Midos come from the mitzvah of halachta bedrochov. What does it mean, drochov? The Rambam has two psukim that played a very major part in his thinking. Pasuk says, why did he choose Avraham Avinu? The man, Shtzaveh, is Beso Achrov. He's going to make sure his children. Lishmo Derech Hashem, follow Derech Hashem. That's what Stoko Mishmot. Derech Hashem is Emes V'chesed. When Moshe Rabbeinu is in Har Sinai, so he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell me your derech, ve'edoacha, and I will know you. Laman emsuchem beinecho. So what is drachecho, the derech Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Hashem, Hashem, kilrach v'chana. Midas tovos. V'halach to bedrachov, it's, no. No, Hashem. No. But there's a problem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to do chesed, like he is a bal chesed, I can't be bal chesed like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bal chesed. It's not possible. So I mean, if I'm not a bal chesed in the madrega of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to argue. That doesn't make any sense. So there's a derech hamtzoi, the Rambam says, that's the minimum that's acceptable. And after that, everything else is a mitzvah. But he says, there are certain things that you can't just go the middle path. He says, when he talks about the middle path, he says, Ketzad, lo yek balchem noach lichos, You can't be a violent temper. Lo kameis shena margish. You can't be just like a dead person who doesn't feel anything. Lo yichos alav dova godol shemay lichos alav kedei shlo yotze. Ukiyotze bo pam acheres. You can get allowed to get angry on a big thing to make sure that it will not be done in the future. That means kas has to have, when you show kas, you have to show kas for a purpose, to a goal, not just explode. Then he says, why? He says, kas is a mido maguna ma'od. And as a mido maguna ma'od, you have to go very to the extreme in controlling your kas. Anofa, what does Chazal say, ma'od ma'od hevesh v'aguluch? On these two things, the mitzvah is not to eliminate in top, but to move very much to one side. Okay, now, here it begins with kas. Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs writes, there's a tzad shava between, what is lo sikim velo sitor? What is lo sakal cheresh? What is that about? Yes. When Yosef, at the end of his life, after his father dies, the brothers came to him. Now that Yaakov Avinu is not around anymore, they're afraid Yosef is going to take revenge against them. What does Yosef HaTzadik answer? Yosef HaTzadik answers a very simple thing. He says, "Hasachas ulkimani? Don't I believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Atim chashavtum ro. Elokim chashav l'tov. Whatever happened to me because that was part of Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan. He used your bad midas to get there. So that's between you and Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not between you and me. The entire thing of my going to Mitzrayim, to coming in heaven, and Beis Potifar, being in jail, and then become that whole thing, I had nothing to do with it. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan. Accepting what happens to you as part of Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan, and he's arranging and running the world. That, the Rambam says, someone punches me in the face. I get very angry. I want to punch him back in the face. But wait a second. There are two things that happened. A, I got punched in the face. B, not I got punched in the face. It's he did it. Rambam says two very different things. What is Yosef saying? That I got punched in the face because I deserve to be punched in the face. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu just had to find someone to put that, in, to do that. So that's between him and Kodesh Baruch Hu. So your idea of revenge is an idea that means you think it's not because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to curse him out. Why are you going to curse him out? You think, no. It's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And that is, once that happens, it doesn't mean you don't feel something. You know? So when he talks, Erech HaPayim, Bitu Leheder Hachem V'Hakas Kim'at Kolo. Doesn't say Kolo, because the Rambam says no. Some people have it naturally. Some people are very calm nature. Sometimes people don't have. But, and here, the Rambam has always said, Rambam is very, very clear. Shmona Prakim. Bechira Chavshis in the Rambam extends to absolutely everything except one thing, what you dream at night. You can control yourself. You're absolutely in control. So you can change your midos. We're all born with different midos, positive midos and negative midos. But that doesn't mean the way we're supposed to be. The Torah tells me what's positive. The Torah tells me what's negative. And you can control yourself and change yourself. Now, it's not always easy to control yourself and change yourself. You know, there's an idea in modern stupid psychology, you have to discover yourself. Who is the true you? And if you become the true you, so then you're psychologically very at peace with yourself. We have a different attitude. You don't find yourself, you make yourself. The Torah told you what's the ideal human being to be. You turn yourself into that ideal human being. Torah says. He says, Tover Chapayim Migibo, Umbosha Baruchum Elochidir. What does that mean? What is more praiseworthy? A very powerful person? Mighty warrior, or someone who's powerful in terms of the neshama can control his anger. He said, "Aloch aladas, hameshubach hasi, shlitas koach haseichel al koach hayetzah." When someone punches me in the face, I'm furious. I'm angry. I have to stop and think. Okay, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to me that I should suffer this one? If I thought it through, I wouldn't blow up and get angry in response. But if I just respond, punch me in the face, I'll punch him back. Since that's the seichel controlling the yetzer, but it's more than that. There's a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Mitzvah Chesed. The Rambam learns all midos come from halachta bedrachos. Ramban says they come from v'haftal reyecha kamocha. Chesed. The Ramban explains the two Gemaras. One Gemara says, Mahu gomel chasod, ma'afato gomel chasod. It talks about acting maisa chesed, act in a certain way. Another Gemara in Shabbat says, Mahu chanu nafato chanu, becoming a certain way. The other Gemara has a whole number of mandarim of how to interpret the pasuk. The Rambam says the mitzvah of the halachta b'drocha isn't just acting a certain way. Changing yourself so that midah becomes an integral part of you. And that's what he rebonuso olo hafaloso alpimash mechayvim hadrochus hadal sheshipa hashkof hazatok. Lomi tas kriyus meze ba'alma. Not because you're just sort of not paying attention to anything, don't care about anything. Or rifkin hayatzorim omar achalev. Hakatsi hamesis the nakoma eitzorov b'nei adam. That's what gets people to take revenge. And it destroys your inner neshama. But say you have koch nekoma, states nekoma pa'ok, and it really builds up. You're going to take nekoma. K'derech hamesnak, that all royal people have all the power. When they get angry, they chop people's head off. Or fikach is gimatori isur netiro al isur nekimo. The two separate things, netiro and nekimo. What is lo sitor? Don't let it bother you. Don't harbor it in your heart. Once you harbor it in your heart, then it's go out lapo. And what does that mean? Why shouldn't I harbor my heart? The guy punched me in the face. The guy's insulting me. The guy did this. The guy did that. And it says, if you stop, if you really deeply believe that what happens to you is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you look at yourself, so what do I, this is another way of looking at it. What did I do to deserve this? What a very did I do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me punched in the face? Me, Shema'anish, Kifi Chavosa. But punishing a person who deserves punishment, that is something that he will cause. If he deserves it, you do it because he deserves it. Just want to make on Sunday, I'll take attendance. Who is here? Who's not here? But please inform everyone. A Sunday Shmooze will revolve around the thing that the entire Jewish world is talking about, the story of Chaim Walter. The Fiani is 90. He's a Rosh Marusha. It's also to keep any of his books in anyone's house. It should be thrown out. And that's the opinion of a ruling of Talmidei Chachamim. I'll discuss it at great length. And the people, the Beis Din, who sat on it, was a Beis Din of Talmidei Chachamim. But until this point, no one questioned that they are Talmidei Chachamim. They're balanced people. I know two of the people who are Eliyahu and Rasulman, two very experienced Dayanim. And the decision of punishing someone or not punishing someone, how to function in the Beis Din, that's what does. I'll discuss it at great length on Sunday. But the past few nights, when I come home, I haven't been able to function. The phone just rings and rings and rings. From everywhere, from the United States, from the UK, from Israel, emails, etc. Ma'anish kifi chavasa. It's up to a Beis Din to decide what is the right punishment for a person. That's not kas, that's not ma'am techa verbarabim. You know, it's very interesting. Explain that. There are three types of ritzicha. One is you take a person, you physically kill them. There's another type of ritzicha. Another type of ritzicha. When the Torah talks about rape, what does the Torah say? Ki kasha yokum ish al reyehu urtzocho nefesh kein adova azeh. That is murder. It's a pasuk black and white in the Torah. Kasha yokim ishal re'ehu ratzocho nefesh, kein adov razeh. Now, we'll discuss. But this will be, please inform everyone that I expect the entire yeshiva to be there without exception. It's the confusion in the world. It has been overwhelming. And certain misquotes, misstatements of people have confused people, but the opinion of myself and Rav Rumi of Talmidei Chachamim is the man is a Rosh Marusha. And someone said, well, what does that have to do with his books? I said, I'm going to give you an extreme example. I said, let's say Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, had been a very good author in writing children's books. Would you keep him in your house? Obviously not. But certain things are so disgusting, you don't want to have anything to do with it. It's also disgusting. And you don't want to have anything to do with it. And there's a third thing. Pasuk says, Parshas Noach, Ve'ach, as dimchem and nafshosechem ezosh. What does that mean? The ach is dimcham afrasechem edvar. Shmiyad kol chai edvar shana. Miyad odom, miyad ish ochiv, edvar shes nefesh odom. Says Rashi, dimcham lenafrasechem. Hashofech dam atzma. Suicide. Suicide is vetzicha. Mar baba kama. The worst of ever he did is A, is a Ratzeach. Ratzeach is an Avera Chamura Ma'od. The Rambam writes, Sha'af B'sheish Avonos Chamuras M'shvichos Odom, Eman Hashchotzes Yeshuva Shalom, nothing destroys the world like Ratzeach. And he says, "Rochom mi sheyesh biyodo ovon ze." Whoever is a rotzeach includes killing yourself. Haru rosha gomer the ankle amitzvah she also called yomov shkulan kineged ovon ze. And you can have done all the mitzvahs in the world. The biggest tzaddik, it won't outbalance that. He says. The example of the most extreme person with Avodah Zarah, who not only himself, but spread it to Klal Yisrael to an unbelievable degree. So the time Elio and Har HaKamel had, there were only 7,000 people in Klal Yisrael who were not worshiping Avodah Zarah, all because of Achav. Just imagine the riches of the man. But when he got up to Shemayim, Kshenizdru Avon Rosef, Utsu Yosef, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, up when he got up to Shemayim, balanced his pluses against his minuses, Rifnei Elokei Haruchos, there was no Avera that was Machayev HaKadosh Baruch Hu to absolutely destroy him in the Olam Emes. Against the fact that he didn't kill Novos, he arranged the murder of Novos. It says, and he didn't even kill him, he just arranged his murder. To legitimize suicide as a solution to confronting crises in life that is an Avera Chamura Ma'od. And yesterday, one of his victims, who saw that various newspapers turned this man into a tzaddik, it caused her such pain, she committed suicide. Because all of a sudden it was made that there's a legitimate way of dealing with crisis. No. Ritzicha, that means all the other Averis also have a din of Ritzicha. But this is the most extreme form, physical Ritzicha. You cannot, that this is a legitimate way of dealing with a crisis. Very chamurad no. Let's get back to where we are. Makas. Can disturb a person's entire balance. Come over and he becomes drunk with kas. And you can get a drunk. Just a drunk person's out of control. A person kas out of control. This is after I feel finishes our tongue. No, ma ki akas hamaguna ain't perush shi adam kois below ila hamar esroka. So mele yia arichas that some people just fly off the handle for nothing. Adam elamishum ilos ki rak chaz de day or mechasim lo. Some people just get angry at everything. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about reasons that people feel are justifiable. and things that normal people get angry at. And the story of Hillel HaZaken. He had this nudnik going around Erev Shabbos. He's trying to prepare for Shabbos. Hillel, what about this? Hillel, oh, I had this stupid question here. Yeah, he's busy. He's trying to get normal people. He said, get out of here. He'll absolute calmness. Okay. Okay. Now he's going to get into when even things that normal people get angry, okay. But something else, he says. I say there are times it's justifiable to get angry. That, Mitzvah Shemblinera. We'll get into next time.